Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
At least 29 dwellings and 31 outbuildings have been destroyed in the Mullen Fire, which is burning in southeastern Wyoming. 38 property owners have been affected. That announcement came during a news conference yesterday afternoon. Albany County Undersheriff Josh DeBree said thoughts and prayers are with those who have lost property. He added that the sheriff's office has made property damage assessments in Foxborough, Lower Keystone, and Lake Creek. He says it's currently not safe for property owners to re-enter the area. Officials also said more buildings would have been lost without the tireless efforts of firefighters. According to the Federal Fire Management website, InsaWeb, the fire is at 82,649 acres and is 0% contained. Yesterday, fire activity increased in several areas. Heavy helicopters spent the day making bucket drops on the west flank of the fire. 70 fire engines have arrived over the last 48 hours. Fire manager Chris Zoller said it will take a season-ending event to douse the fire. That could include heavy rain or snow. It will take more than just a brief shower or flurry to extinguish the Mullen Fire. One person was killed and five others injured in a two-vehicle crash in western Wyoming last week. It happened on U.S. 30 north of Cokeville. The Wyoming Highway Patrol says a car was traveling at a high rate of speed when it went off the right side of the highway, overcorrected, crossed the center line, and collided with an SUV. The SUV stopped at the point of impact, but the car rolled at least once before coming to rest off the highway. A passenger, 28-year-old Utah resident Patrick Klein, was buckled up but died at the scene. Five others were reportedly injured in the crash, but the patrol didn't say to what extent. Speed is being investigated as a contributing factor.
Alcohol is stronger than you think. What impact could that night of drinking and driving have on your life? You're not thinking about the sober drivers, the pedestrian, and your passengers. They might die. You're not thinking that it could be the last day of your life. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A person dies because of an impaired driver every 53 minutes. That's way too often. Alcohol is stronger than you think. Don't drive drunk.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A coal mining company has not secured federal leases for two Wyoming mines it bought and reopened almost a year ago in Campbell County. Eagle Specialty Materials and the U.S. Department of the Interior have been negotiating for months to resolve more than $50 million in unpaid federal royalties owed by bankrupt Black Jewel LLC. Black Jewel and Contura Energy sold the Eagle Butte and Bel Air coal mines as part of the bankruptcy. Eagle Specialty Materials is expected to continue operating the mines without owning the leases until an agreement is reached. The negotiating deadline was recently extended through December 31st. Governor Mark Gordon announced Tuesday that the state will loosen COVID-19 restrictions on restaurants. The updated health orders take effect tomorrow. Under the new orders, restaurants will no longer be required to space out seating in booths, and the number of people at a table can increase from 6 to 8. Health officials say that data indicates sit-down dining in restaurants has not significantly contributed to the spread of COVID-19. Additionally, school districts will no longer require those who have had close contact with an identified positive individual to quarantine, provided both the close contact and infected person were wearing face masks. That change is specific to schools. The new guidelines come after health officials say wearing face masks and social distancing have prevented widespread outbreaks. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.